Some Thoughts on the Suffragettes and the Civil Rights Movement, originally published at the Last Bastille blog on May 19th of 2013, read to you by the author. If you haven't yet listened to Voting Does Not Work and Unregistering from the Voter Rolls, please do so before continuing. This spoken discourse is more or less the concluding installment to my series about voting. It has never been my intention to rein in on someone else's parade. Despite the tone I may take at times, I do not enjoy informing people that their efforts, usually in the pursuance of some single-issue goal, has completely failed. I do not take delight in making folks miserable. Having said that, I do think it is important to learn from the mistakes of the past so as to avoid repeating them. Unlike those who seem to have more faith in a provably failed method, I do not think that doing the same thing over and over again, yet expecting a different result, is mentally healthy. This is, above all, why I chose to cancel my voter registration. But ah, some of my detractors have alleged, aren't I not spitting in the face of those courageous suffragettes and civil rights leaders who have come before me? Am I not disgracing their legacy? Actually, no, I'm not. First of all, I am not a woman. And second, I am not of African ancestral lineage. So I automatically don't qualify in terms of satisfying those demographic requirements, but that's not what this is really about, is it? God forbid anyone comes out publicly against voting, because then they are somehow a racist, right? As if that makes any goddamn sense. I just love how, by not supporting the high holy sacrament of the state, the inevitable non sequitur emerges from such a baseless accusation. As if I'm the bad guy for simply pointing out the many serious problems with expecting that scratching shit in a booth is somehow going to secure your liberty. I didn't know that those constituting the disenfranchised were required by the establishment to be as dumb as dirt, lest they be accused of not being Uncle Toms or the like. Since the cops now cherry-pick individual targets, regardless of their heritage for the most part, so as to further balkanize the population, we might as well all be American Negroes circa the 1960s. It has been proved many times over since the end of the war between the states that we are all 14th Amendment bitches. The establishment doesn't really give a crap where you are from or who your parents were, because equal opportunity oppression is now the norm. Oscar Grant, David Koresh, and Jose Guarnera were all equally murdered by government agents for committing no crime against anyone else whatsoever, and they are still all equally dead. There might as well be a glass ceiling of sorts as well, since many Americans are not able to get good raises for good honest work, all the while corporatist fat cat CEOs run away with government-sanctioned bonuses every quarter. Children are arbitrarily seized by the ironically titled Child Protective Services agencies of many state-level governments. And most insulting of all, the judicial branch of the government feels it is necessary to grant special privileges to the women folk due to the prejudicial notion that they are somehow weaker and thus require unique legal protections. Needless to say, such a nanny state approach to that gender is a huge slap in the faces of those like Sarah Tarrant, Mother Batherick, and Captain Prudus Wright. The takeaway here is that we've all been massively screwed over by the establishment, and they are relying on the ignorance and natural prejudice of some individuals to carry out the balkanization they so desperately need in order to prevent a united resistance to their authoritarian power structure. I'm not saying that everyone needs to sing Kumbaya and hug a tree, but it is necessary to put aside such incessant bickering if we are going to even have a modicum of a chance at securing any of our liberties away from the grasp of these tyrants. And while I do honor the incredible adversities both those lovely suffragettes and their political successors overcame, I do think that in light of our current situation, that as St. Paul said, it is time to put away childish things. You've just heard Some Thoughts on the Suffragettes and the Civil Rights Movement, originally published at the Last Bestial blog on May 19th of 2013 and read to you by the author.